Morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Morning. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. All right, now I got my microphone working. Great to be with you here on this Freedom Friday. I'll tell you what, you have got to see the view that I have got in front of me right now. Not just in front of me, but the view in front of University of Montana President Seth Bodnar. President Bodnar, great to see you. We've had you on the show before, but what a view this is right now. We are in the Canyon Club, right on the 50-yard line, overlooking Washington Grizzly Stadium on a beautiful Freedom Friday morning here.
That's a heck of a view. Beautiful sunny morning. No smoke. It's all blown out. And we're looking at the field where we have a heck of a matchup tomorrow. Grizzlies versus North Dakota.
I'm excited to be here for the military alumni reunion tailgate party tomorrow. I know the USS Montana captain and crew, the U.S. Navy crew, they might even pop in on the tailgate. They're making the rounds here this week. But today, I got fear of missing out right now, though, because I was excited to walk into the stadium, but I was also, I could hear the hoorah, you know, going down the corner here, because I think the military alumni gathering was getting ready to hike Mount Sentinel when I was setting up my gear here earlier this morning. And I was like, oh, man, I'd love to be on that hike right now.
You know, we're just thrilled to have back here a bunch of patriotic Grizzlies who've served in the military and are back here as for a military reunion, bringing together the Grizz family who have served in uniform. And it's just a real honor for us as a university to highlight the service of so many great Montanans, great Americans.
I was going to say, hundreds of veterans on campus right now that are attending the University of Montana campus.
Yeah, we serve over 1,000 military-affiliated students, so including veterans and military families. That's up over 11% in the last couple of years. So great growth there. And I think, as you know, as we've talked about, we were really proud this past April to be named the most military-friendly university in the entire country.
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm so glad, too, you mentioned military-affiliated and military families, because some of us veterans out there, we've just received so much tremendous support from people, especially post 9/11. But oftentimes, the family members just get overlooked. And frankly, they've got it a lot harder than we did, even when we were out on mission sometimes.
Oh, 100%. So. I mean, my wife, what she dealt with, what my parents, what my family dealt with, far harder on the families than the service members.
We got to hear yesterday, and we'll talk more about this here next hour, but we got to hear from Dylan Hyland, the son of Lieutenant Josh Hyland, who gave his life for this country, a UM ROTC grad who gave his life for this country 20 years ago just this past August. And you know, he was just a little, what, 8-9-year-old kid going out on land nav out here in these in these very mountains with his dad back then. And he gave just an incredible talk yesterday.
Yeah, he sure did. And unimaginable, the grief, the loss of a father. And, you know, I was just so impressed by Dylan. And so I didn't know Josh personally. I have good friends who served with him. Just wonderful to see his life and his service. Really honored yesterday, along with the other 43 Montanans and great Americans who are memorialized here on campus.
That Grateful Nation Montana Memorial is incredible. It was an incredible ceremony yesterday. I know Dave Bell with Grateful Nation Montana is going to be with us next hour of the show as well. Stand by. Quick break here on Montana Talks, live from Washington Grizzly Stadium. Back after this.
It's September 12th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Video Game Day. Couch potatoes of the world unite, because today is your day to show the world the beauty of video games. Combining art, storytelling, and action, video games are a multi-billion dollar a year industry following the early commercial success of games like Pong, Pac-Man, and Donkey Kong. And don't let anyone tell you that video games rot your brain. Professional gaming has become a very lucrative sport, bringing in millions of dollars in sponsorships and TV deals, making some of the world's best players rich and famous. Also on this date, in 1958, the U.S. Supreme Court ordered all-white Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas to integrate. And in 1992, Dr. Mae Jemison became the first African-American woman to go into space aboard the spaceship Endeavour. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the star of the 1936 Berlin Olympics, track star Jesse Owens, born in 1913. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Coming up on Friday's show, I'm going to be set up inside the Canyon Club at Washington Grizzlies Stadium on the University of Montana campus, right in the middle of their military alumni reunion. We've got some incredible guests that are going to join us on this show. 20 years ago, this past August, Lieutenant Josh Hyland gave his life for us, for this country. We're going to remember him and more Friday's Montana Talks.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that you're not disturbed when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safely, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that you're not disturbed when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safely, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Well, this is great. We've got University of Montana President Seth Bodner here with us, and then a gentleman just walked in. I'm so glad he walked in. President Bodner, I was telling you about this. So yesterday, after the 9/11 memorial on campus, there was a great military alumni reunion at Red's Bar downtown Missoula. And when I heard this guy's story, he's out of Ennis, Montana, I said, man, you got to come join us tomorrow morning. And I was worried he might have had a little too much fun at Red's yesterday. But you know what? Like a true true soldier or sailor, I should say, he made it anyway. He might have had fun, but he's here this morning. Ready to roll.
You show up for duty.
That's right. But he's got an incredible story we'll talk about here from Vietnam. Later this hour of the show. President Bodner, I guess, share some of your remarks that you gave yesterday during the 9/11 memorial, not just about 9/11, but also about this, what I would describe as a terrorist assassination attack this week. Because really, you know, one of the lines that we heard after 9/11 was freedom itself was attacked. And I think that's the bigger picture of what happened with this assassination on Charlie Kirk as well. Freedom itself was attacked, and they despised the fact that he was basically exercising his First Amendment rights and allowing other people to do the same with an open microphone on college campuses. In fact, Charlie Kirk was just here at the University of Montana last year.
Look, we put the importance of free speech as paramount to the values of this university. And I would tell you, even more broadly than that, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, it was a real privilege to honor the 43 great Americans, 43 amazing Montanans who were memorialized at our monument here on campus. And the values that for which they made the ultimate sacrifice are the values that are fundamental to a democratic and free society. Primary among those is freedom of speech, you know, and when there's always going to be disagreement in a democratic society. That's the point. But violence can never be the answer to disagreement. In fact, when violence enters the political realm, it's a betrayal of the ideals that are fundamentally important to this republic. And I think we just as a country have to get back to that. We have to just and we are doing it at the University of Montana, that violence is never the answer. Threats of violence are never the answer. Celebrations of violence are abhorrent. That is fundamental to the success of a democratic society.
I saw our friend Adam Hertz here in Missoula, former city council member, former legislator, younger guy, a great guy, but he posted on Facebook and he said, look, I agree with almost everything Charlie Kirk believes. He's like, and yet I see so many of my so-called friends on Facebook even that were celebrating his death. And what that says to me is that you think I also should die because of what I believe in. And so I thought that was a really interesting point that he made. For you in particular, well, I guess when you saw the news of this assassination on a college campus, I mean, I'm sure it had to go through your mind, like, man, Charlie Kirk was just here a year ago. He was scheduled to be in Bozeman coming up October 7th. Like, what would have happened if something like that would have happened here on the UM campus?
Well, look, I think all of us were both shocked and appalled at, you know, yet another example of political violence in this country. You know, that is, I think, deeply, deeply troubling. It's horrific. And as a university leader, we are continually emphasizing the importance of free speech, the importance of respectful dialogue across difference. Those are the skills we're working to build in our students. They're not seeing that, you know, from a lot of our leadership, frankly, in this country and across both sides. Frankly, we're seeing an increase of vitriol and just really violent rhetoric that has to stop. We have to re-engage and rebuild the skills of dialogue across difference. And we're working really hard with our students to do that. Are our students going to be perfect? Of course not. But that has to be something that sits of paramount importance here at the University of Montana, that free speech is fundamental to this republic. And you could disagree with someone, but you engage in ideas and you engage in dialogue. You don't engage in violence. You don't engage in ad hominem attacks on individuals.
I'm glad you referenced that in imperfection, because we'll see that on any of our college campuses. And I think I saw a video reflecting that yesterday where a pro-life student on campus was having a dialogue with some far left students, and they also appeared to mock the death of Charlie Kirk. And we're going to see those imperfections on any society. Heck, when I was in Hardin, Montana last year, I had a lady come up to me and say she wishes that the shooter that tried to kill Trump hadn't missed.
That's, and it's like, it's abhorrent.
And she seemed like an otherwise nice enough lady. Here we are just having a conversation on Main Street in Hardin, and somebody can just say, yeah, I wish they would have. It's like, what? That's how desensitized so many people have come to this. Where were you on 9/11? Because you were already in the military. Right?
I was, I was a young infantry lieutenant who had just completed the U.S. Army Ranger School.
And, wow.
I was trying to get my body back in shape. And, in fact, I was down at a local YMCA trying to get my body back in shape. And I saw everything play out on the TV. And it was really, I mean, we all can remember. But I remember going into the YMCA that morning early before everything happened, and then watched it during the workout, saw really the world changed before my eyes, and walked out of that YMCA into a different world.
Yeah.
And just a really horrific day.
You know, didn't matter where anybody was at, everybody remembers, everybody knew. It was a powerful moment no matter where you stood, no matter what treadmill you were on, no matter what desk you were sitting at, no matter what piece of farm equipment you were on that morning, everybody remembers exactly where they were at. All right, quick break here on Montana Talks. More to follow live from Washington Grizz Stadium.
Fox Sports Update.
From the 8 to the outside. Wide open touchdown. Tucker Brand.
NFL Week 2 kicked off in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Amazon Prime Video Thursday. The Packers got two touchdown passes from Jordan Love and beat the Commanders 27-18. Green Bay is 2-0 for the first time since the 2020 season. Love connected with tight end Tucker Kraft six times for 124 yards. He also found Romeo Dobbs for a five-yard touchdown. The Packers quarterback threw for 290 yards, no interceptions. Josh Jacobs ran for a two-yard touchdown for Green Bay, which dropped the Commanders to 1-1. Washington had a painful night. The Commanders lost running back Austin Ekeler to an Achilles injury in the fourth quarter. And also defensive end Dietrich Wise went down, carted off the field with a quadriceps injury. Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels finished the night 24-42 for 200 yards with touchdown passes to Zach Ertz and Deebo Samuel.
Well, with Judge leading off with a home run in the first inning, he's leading off the third. He's one away from Joe DiMaggio, which would move him into a tie with Joe D for fourth place on the Yankees' all-time list. High drive, left center field, Green back, trap, wall, see ya! Another home run for Judge. He has tied Joe DiMaggio for fourth place on the Yankees' all-time home run list, and also picks up his 100th ribby of the year.
On the YES Network, Aaron Judge's two home runs Thursday with President Trump in attendance on 9/11 helped the Yankees beat the Tigers 9-3. 361 career home runs for Judge, who needs 132 more to move up the Yankees' all-time list and catch Lou Gehrig. You can download the Fox Sports Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, great to catch up here with University of Montana President Seth Bodner here overlooking Washington Grizzlies Stadium here on this Freedom Friday. We've got classmates that I went to school here with back in the day that are currently hiking the M Trail on Mount Sentinel. And in fact, President Bodner's, this is really cool. Guy named Brad Mercier, I think you got to meet him yesterday.
Yeah.
Just the nicest Georgia guy you'll ever meet. He flew all the way out from Georgia to be here with the Highland family. And he's a great guy. Actually, I met him down in the Miami area. I had an assignment at Special Operations Command South and get to talking with Brad. He's a Green Beret, and we get to talking. And, as it always happens, you tell somebody you're from Montana, and then before you know it, we're talking about Josh Highland. He served with Josh Highland in the 173rd Airborne. When Josh gave his life for our country 20 years ago. And so it's so cool that a guy like him, but frankly, a bunch of the classmates that are here. Ryan Perusich, I hope it's okay if I throw his name out there. He grew up in Colstrip.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he broke his neck in airborne school while he was a cadet at the University of Montana. And I remember it because I had just gotten into the program because it was shortly after 9/11 and I had left Capitol Hill, come back to Missoula to go to college. And I was like, holy cow, this guy just broke his neck. I thought it was career over for this guy. He's still on active duty.
Wow.
Full bird colonel down the road at, I call it Fort Lewis still, but Joint Base Lewis McCord.
Yep.
And he heard this was happening. He just got back from a deployment overseas and he and his wife drove over and they've been married 25 years now. Still serving this country, and it's just to see people like that makes this whole thing just worth it.
Yeah, it's so great to see Grizzlies coming back from around the country, Grizzlies who've served this country so honorably, and it's just really an honor to host so many people who have done so much for this country.
You were at West Point with a mutual friend of ours. I was speaking of, you mentioned you're from Montana, you get to talk, and I was doing my show from the Grand Tree Inn in Bozeman, and I have open mics, kind of like I do when I take the show on the road, but then I'll invite some guests down. Why? I got this press release from the Blackstone launch pad that this guy named Les Craig had been hired, and I look at his bio, Army Ranger, aide to General McChrystal at JSOC, and then he's CIA, and then he starts a tech company. I was like, hey, let's get this guy on the radio show. Well, we're talking during one of our commercial breaks, just like you and I are doing right now. And he says, so did I read you went to the University of Montana for ROTC? I said, yeah. And he's like, did you know Josh Highland? And boom, there you go. During a commercial break, just one of the most memorable conversations I've ever had. He was there also with Josh Highland.
Yeah, Les is a great American. Les is doing great things out there working with Next Frontier Capital, helping to build businesses and fuel that entrepreneurial ecosystem here in Montana. And just has a fantastic career and record of service and speaks so highly of Josh. In fact, I spoke to Les yesterday, and he was heartbroken that he couldn't be here yesterday. He hadn't met Josh's family, but he couldn't be here and was really saddened. But, it's just those connections, those bonds are so strong. And, Les told me, just like me, every time he comes to campus here, he makes a point to visit the memorial, to go and see Josh's name etched in stone, as I do. One of my West Point company mates, Drew Pearson from Billings, Montana, killed in Iraq. Drew and I lived right down the hall from each other at West Point, and sadly he gave his life in Iraq. And those memorials are important to honor those who did give the ultimate sacrifice. They're also important to remind us of the what President Lincoln called in the Gettysburg Address the unfinished work of this republic, the continued defense of freedom and liberty that is on us to carry forward in honor of those who we lost too soon.
You mentioned the Grateful Nation Memorial and how Les, every time he comes to Missoula, he makes a point to go to that memorial. And after the 9/11 memorial ceremony yesterday, where the Hyland family had spoken, and by the way, incredible to also see Michelle Smith, the mother of Andrew Bedard, yeah, who was killed 20 years ago in Ramadi, Iraq, coming up this October, and she was there as well. She was also at another 9/11 memorial last night at Rose Park, which was an incredible event as well. But afterwards, that you had a whole line of red and white roses, yeah, and everybody then lined up and placed a red rose and a white rose on the memorial placards for each fallen Montana service member. And I remember seeing the Uzensky family name there and the Bloom family name there and so many names. And then I saw Staff Sergeant Aaron Holliman, who grew up, went to high school in Glasgow, Montana. My friend Parker Hahn went to high school with him. My friend Parker Hahn is still serving on active duty. And so it was just so incredible to be able to place those flowers on one of those markers, and then to, yeah, see everybody else doing the same thing was really powerful.
Yeah. Look, this we say never forget. We have to live into that. We have to never forget the sacrifice that those made, and we have to recommit to the ideals that they fought and gave their lives for. And yesterday's ceremony was a really important one to do both of those things.
Yeah. Well, let's talk other things going on at the university. Yeah. I mean, we could talk so much military stories and things like that. And we're going to hear a great one here from Dick Parr out of Ennis in a few minutes. But other things going on the campus, fun stuff, academic stuff.
Yeah, look, it's an exciting start to a new academic year. A lot of excitement here at the university. A lot of great progress at the university. It looks like we'll have, I expect enrollment to be, slightly up this year. But more important than who's coming here, we're seeing students succeed at higher rates than ever before in the university's history. Our first-year retention rate is at a record high. Our four-year and six-year graduation rates are at a record high. In fact, our four-year graduation rate is a third higher than it was just 6 years ago. And Grizzlies are getting employed at higher rates. Last year's class, within 6 months, over 91% were either employed or in school, in the military, or other volunteer service. It's a 20-point improvement over just 5 years ago. So we're seeing students succeed out of this university at higher rates and beating out top students from across the country. Coulter Stevenson from Amsterdam, Montana, population 207, received a Rhodes Scholarship last year, beat out the very top students at the Ivy League. So it just reaffirms that look, you can get as good an education at this university as you can at any university in the land. And we're thrilled to see Grizzlies succeeding in the tremendous ways they are.
It seems like we're still seeing, across the board in Montana, we're still seeing, immediately after COVID-19, since Montana started to become less restrictive than other places around the country, and because people started to flee some of these other states and move to states like Montana, that we started to see, enrollment increase, UM, MSU, basically across the board, because of everything, all the craziness of COVID-19 and in the bigger cities especially, and just kind of, we were talking earlier about just society, this basic decay in civil society that we've been seeing here as well. I think that has more and more young people wanting to go to places, mm-hmm, like Montana State, for example.
Yeah, look, this is a great campus. Obviously, we have a heck of a view of the beauty and majesty of this campus. But we like to say, look, this is a place where you're going to get a world-class education. It's also a place where you're going to develop as a human. Right. And what I mean by that is you're going to develop the personal skills to build a life of wellness and healthy relationships. We're also going to work hard to develop in our students those habits of character to enable them to engage meaningfully and productively as a member of their community. That is the holistic value of a college education. Yeah, first and foremost, you got to prepare students to succeed in the workplace, and we're doing that. But we also believe we have an obligation to take a more holistic approach to the way that we educate and develop young people.
Yeah. University of Montana President Seth Bodner, great to have you on the show this morning. Big thanks to you and your team, Dave Kuntz, for getting us in here to the Canyon Club earlier this morning, and Eric, who's running the bar here at the Canyon Club as well.
Just great water guy. And coffee this morning.
Just water and coffee this morning, yeah. Yeah, maybe a Coke Zero here if I need a cold caffeine in a few minutes, yeah. Yeah, but again, thanks for the support of the Highland family yesterday and all the fallen families through that memorial and everything, especially Lieutenant Colonel Pat Beckwith here on campus. Yep. He did a great job as well.
Pat's done a fantastic job and is a big reason why this university has been named the number one university in terms of committing to serve military and veteran families. We're really proud of that and grateful for the work that Pat's done, and so excited to have a bunch of Grizzlies who've served in uniform back here, getting back together, celebrating service, celebrating the impact they've had on this country. So it's a fantastic weekend, and you know, hopefully we get a Grizz win. We got a top 20 matchup between the Grizzlies and the University of North Dakota. So it should be a heck of a game on Saturday.
Yeah, I meant to bring that up too. I think you were telling me that North Dakota just about took out K-State.
Absolutely,
they knocked out K-State, and so this could be a very big game.
They're a strong team. They had Kansas State on the ropes. Kansas State was, I believe, a top 25 team at the time. They were up on them at halftime. They're up, frankly, until the very end of the game. I think K-State scored about 30 seconds left or something like that to beat them, but they're a heck of a team. This is going to be a big challenge for the Grizzlies.
Well, look at the game the Bobcats had last weekend, you know, against South Dakota State. Yep. I mean, double overtime and everything. I was telling my friend from Georgia, I said, man, actually, he played football for Georgia Southern, so he's got some bad memories about the University of Montana from back in the day, but I was like, man, FCS is where it's at.
There's really
he's
no environment.
See it when he comes here.
There's no environment that compares to the Washington Grizzly Stadium. Just a fantastic environment for football. And I think it's important. It's so great for our communities, both University of Montana, Montana State. You know, these are great places to go and have a great time. We cheer for the Grizzlies. You know, but every Grizzly home game generates more than $5 million of economic impact for Western Montana.
Massive influx.
Massive influx.
I'll tell you what, Coach Bobby Houck, he's a great American patriot as well. I got to run into him at the press box last fall while I was traveling the state, so it was so fun to run into him and get a little pep talk while I was enjoying
it. He'll deliver that for you when you need it.
That's right. All right, President Bodner, great to see you. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
All right, thanks, Aaron. Thanks for being here, and go Grizz.
All right, yeah, go Grizz as well. We got a Grizz alumni here, Vietnam veteran, who's going to join us in a few minutes. But first, the latest update. Apparently, they have a suspect in custody. President Trump was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning. I've got some audio of what he had to say about a suspect in the Charlie Kirk assassination. And then a friend of Charlie Kirk's from Montana with us next, right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, President Trump was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning. Incredible interview. Listen to the entire thing. I've got some highlights. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, I'll play a couple of those highlights, or at least one of those highlights, here in just a few minutes. But first, pleased to welcome back to the program here Stephen Rowe, a great young man from here in Montana, grew up in Billings, went to Montana State University, as we're here overlooking the University of Montana campus. But the first job that Stephen got, as I understand it, coming out of college here in Montana, was with the one and only Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk. Stephen, man, it's good to have you on the show. Man, I know it's already been a tough year for you. Your dad was an incredible guy. You lost him here recently. Now losing an incredible American Christian and father and patriot like Charlie Kirk, I know it's got to be especially tough on folks like you who really got to know him personally.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, he was a great man. Lucky enough to work for him, many, many hours in the car, many, many hours at conferences and planning and building Turning Point USA. He was truly one of the greatest men that I've ever met. Also the hardest working, the most charismatic, and the nicest guy. I mean, we really take a loss here. And I think people feel it, you know, at the end of the day. And you feel the sting of his absence, because when a voice like his goes silent, something in the atmosphere shifts. It feels heavier, because I think we all realize that this is a battle and we lost a great warrior.
That's right. I mentioned earlier that it's much like, you know, yesterday was the 9/11 memorial anniversary, 24 years later, and one of the lines that was used after the 9/11 attacks was freedom itself was attacked, and this political terrorist assassination on Charlie Kirk, freedom itself was attacked. Not only just the freedom that here's a guy who goes out to a campus, goes out in public, sets up a table, puts a microphone there, and just hands the microphone to the people who disagree with him, and they get the microphone first. And his friends sit in the back, and they get to wait to get to the microphone because he lets the people who disagree with him step up to the microphone first. And they attacked that very freedom, and they attacked this man who was a champion for American foundational freedoms.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, free speech is a cornerstone of our society, and as he said most famously, when people stop talking, we lose our humanity. And him being able to bring people up to the microphone every single event and countless times online, I mean, this was someone who truly believed in civil discourse, talking to people and figuring out the way that we should move forward as a country. And it's so important that we continue his legacy, because I think ultimately it's talking and conversation that allows progress to happen. And I mean, there's so many great things about America, but one of my favorite things in the world is the First Amendment, free speech, being able to be surrounded by people that may disagree, but we all live in this beautiful country. And Charlie was at the front lines of that on college campuses and across this country, truly making a big difference. And like I said, we all feel it because he was making a difference. I mean, he was effective. People were opening their eyes. There were powerful conversations happening on college campuses. And this is not the end. In fact, his organization is named quite aptly a turning point, because this torch is now ours to carry. And I'll tell you what, we will.
TheDailyCaller.com has this headline: heartless leftists are getting fired left and right for demonizing Charlie Kirk after death. We're even seeing a number of examples here in Montana of even some people who are on the state payroll that are being exposed for this vicious, violent rhetoric as well here. One of the absurd attacks that these woke white leftists will use against somebody like Charlie Kirk is they'll say, Charlie Kirk's a racist, which is the most absurd attack you could throw out there. And, you know, in fact, I talked with Stephen Rowe here during the break. I've known Stephen and his family for a number of years here. And I was like, Stephen, I hate to bring up race or skin color, but I think it's important that our listeners know that you are a young black man. You are a young black American, and you've gotten to know Charlie. What would you tell these woke white leftists who throw out this BS absurd claim that Charlie Kirk was somehow racist?
Yeah, well, it's categorically false. Charlie was an amazing man. He absolutely represented the best of us, and he lifted up Black Americans more than any other person that I've known personally. I mean, I remember back in 2018 when they held their first Young Black Leaders Summit, where he gathered over 100 Black people, men, women from across the country, to talk about the ideas of liberty, to talk about free speech, to talk about our country and why it's amazing. And people were really opening up their eyes. And there's so many things that have spawned from Charlie, whether it was Candace Owens or Blexit. He's been on the front lines of empowering Black Americans across this country. And so it's a categorically false claim that he's racist. And it's really ironic because the left say words matter. And then they throw out these words like racist or Nazi and things of that nature. It's just totally ridiculous. I mean, Charlie was a truly good man. He changed my life and the lives of countless others. And I'll tell you what, he's the first to lift every single person up around this country. And it didn't matter the color of your skin. The only thing that mattered is that you believed in this country. And he's going to be sorely, sorely missed.
Charlie Kirk was here at the University of Montana campus last year. He was supposed to be back at the MSU campus next month. They had a celebration of life at the MSU campus by the Turning Point USA chapter there last night. The state capitol in Helena today at noon. I shared this on X. They're going to have a remembrance ceremony for Charlie Kirk as well. But you know, what would your message be to these young people at UM, these young people at MSU, these young people, these high school kids who are grieving because of what a powerful force Charlie Kirk was? I hope that there will never be another Charlie Kirk, just like there will never be another Rush Limbaugh, right? But I hope that every one of these campus activists does their darndest to try to be another Charlie Kirk, and that there's millions of almost Charlie Kirks rising up through the ranks.
Completely, yeah. And I was lucky enough to be at Montana State at the beginning of that Turning Point USA chapter. I remember being at the Montana GOP convention. I think this is 2016, hearing Charlie Kirk for the first time when he was just started, 2015 or 2016. And basically, I went up to him immediately, and I was like, we need to get this going on Montana State. And it's so cool to see those students there. And my message to them is basically that of what Ronald Reagan said in the past, that there's a flickering spark in all of us, which, if struck at just the right age, can light the rest of our lives. And if you feel a spark, if you feel the energy, if you feel upset, let's use this energy and fulfill Charlie's mission. Go look at Turning Point USA. Go look at any other organization that's fighting for freedom. Look at that mission statement. See how you can get involved and see what you can do to take action. But this is not a time to rest. This is a time to do what Charlie would want us to do. Be on the front lines and keep fighting for these ideas, because it's ultimately our country, and we need to keep fighting for it as hard as we possibly can. If you feel that energy in yourself right now and you're like, what can I do? Do something. Try and have a discussion with somebody you disagree with. Try and start an event. Do some activism. You know, join a campaign. But get involved, because politics truly matters, and we need to press the gas pedal 10 times more.
That's right. And now is not the time to be silent. When the best of us fall, it's when the rest of us need to stand. Stephen Rowe, an honor to catch up with you, my friend. My best to you and your family. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well spoken, great words there in honor of Charlie Kirk. Speaking, I mentioned earlier, President Trump was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning. Let me go right into my X feed, x.com/Aaron Flint, to pull up one of the updates. One of the things he said was, not only do they have a suspect in, does he have a high degree of certainty that they have the suspect in custody, but the other thing that he said is that they believe somebody close to the suspect is who eventually had turned him in.
Dates on the suspect?
Yeah. Can I always say, I think, just to protect us all, and so Fox doesn't get sued, and we all don't get sued, and everything else, but I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him. In custody. Everyone did a great job. We worked with the local police, the governor. Everybody did a great job. You know, getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing. And we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant, mm-hmm. that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days. You know, it's amazing, actually, when you start off with that, and then all of a sudden you get lucky, or talent, or whatever it is. But, I think we're in great shape.
Mr. President.
He's in custody.
All right, we're in great shape, and he is in custody. That was the message there from President Trump. All right, switching tracks. You know, I was joking with President Bodner earlier. I think it was off air, but they were having some fun at Reds last night with that military alumni reunion. I was like, and then we got to joking about being old guys now, and we just can't stay out like we used to. And I was joking with him. I was like, well, and the other thing is in addition to not being able to stay out as late as I used to, I don't want all the calories from having a few beverages. But you guys know why, because I went through Billings' last diet. So I'm saving the calories and saving money at the same time. I tell you what, if you're looking to lose the weight and get in shape, check out BillingsLastDiet.com. BillingsLastDiet.com. Back after this.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I'm going to be coming up on my 30 complete years on Fox, starting my 31st year in October. A lot has happened. Fatwas, white powder, all of it. I just don't talk about it on the air. This is not new. And it's not going to stop those of us that feel strongly about our views. They're not going to silence us. They're not going to intimidate us. And that is part of the goal of the radical left. And we're going to win in the arena of ideas, because we have better ideas. And we're going to fight. And we're going to learn. And we're going to fight smart. And we're not going to be like them. We don't have to be like them.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here
When was the last time you bragged about your wireless company? Like, did you know my wireless company gave away 1,000 American flags to deserving veterans and forgave $10 million in veterans' debt? Did you know that my wireless company raised almost $500,000 to prevent vet suicide? In other words, when your wireless company is pure talk, there's a whole lot to brag about. You can even brag about the coverage you get with Pure Talk. They use the same 5G network, the same cell towers as all the big carriers. And guess what? The average family saves over $1,000 a year. You can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's saving everybody a fortune. Make the switch. It's simple, fast, easy. Just dial #250, say the keyword, save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Foligno. Bailey Zimmerman is hitting the road with his 2026 Different Night Same Rodeo Tour, his first ever arena headlining run. The tour kicks off February 19th in Estero, Florida, and covers more than 30 cities, including Knoxville, Boston, Fort Worth, Nashville, and Toronto, before wrapping June 20th in Ottawa. Tickets go on sale Friday. The announcement comes on the heels of his sold-out 2025 New to Country Tour and his sophomore album, Different Night Same Rodeo, featuring the number one single, Backup Plan, with Luke Combs.
Ain't nowhere I'd rather be.
Lainey Wilson, Ella Langley, and Megan Maroney topped the 2025 CMA award nominations with 6 each. Close behind is Zach Top with 5, while Riley Green and Cody Johnson scored 4 apiece. Morgan Wallen, Chris Stapleton, and Luke Combs landed 3 each. The 59th CMA Awards air live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena November 19th on ABC, with next day streaming on Hulu. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I know we've only got a quick few minutes left here this hour of the show. I tell you what, I'm so glad that Dick Parr from Ennis, Montana, came down here to join us. I met him at the military alumni reunion at Red's yesterday afternoon. Dick, this story you were telling me, you're a Purple Heart veteran, Vietnam veteran, you are a U.S. Navy Sea Wolf. Yeah. Tell this story about your helicopter getting shot down and what that Navy SEAL did in response to it.
Well, we were assigned in the Delta. We were on detachments, and I was at a place called Vin Long, and we had 2 gunships. And the SEALs were assigned over to the Cambodian border up on the western side of Vietnam, right on the Cambodian border, for interdiction of VC coming across the border. Well, they moved us over there to support the SEAL platoon, and we would go out and put patrols up and down in what they call a Vente Canal, went from the Gulf of Siam up to a place called Chow Duck. And what we would do, and we'd go out and, at night we would unload all the ammo and rockets and guns to reduce the weight. We'd load the 7 SEALs in each bird, and we would fly out and insert the SEALs. And, of course, the Delta is so flat, you can see for 50 miles, right?
So they knew you were coming.
So what we would do, we would go out. We'd come down to a hover, stay there for 30 seconds, pick up and move, and we'd do it about 5 times. And somewhere in there, the SEALs would get out.
So you'd do some false insertions, so they
false
didn't know where you put the guys in particular. So eventually, you on one mission in particular, you get shot down, you get grounded, and you're surrounded.
Yes, we were, one day on a patrol, and we put a strike in on this mountain, Nui Dai Young Dung, and it was a VC, a rocky, cavey mountain about 3,000 feet high. And we put a strike in on it. My wingman took a couple of hits. So we went back to a place called Ha Tien, where we were based. And It was just a couple of minor holes, so we rearmed and refueled. And fortunately, one of the SEALs in the platoon came up to me, a guy named R.J. Thomas, E5. And he said, I'd like to go with you. And there's supposed to be a mortar on top of this mountain that can hit Ha Tien. I'd like to go up and see if recon that and see if it's up there. And I said, okay, jump in. We'll do a patrol. When we get light enough, we climb up to 3,500 feet. And he had stabilized binoculars he could see. So we loaded up, and I was what they call the fire team lead then. And we did our patrol and came back, set up for a strike on the mountain. We rolled in. I shot two rockets and broke left, and my wingman's on my right side. And as soon as we broke, the whole mountain lit up with fire. 51 cal green tracers, red tracers from AK-47s. And the bullets were just hitting the aircraft coming through, and I got shot through the heel, shot my heel off, and shrapnel coming through the cockpit, and I got shrapnel cuts and bruises. And I called my wingman. I said, we're hit. A 51 cal hit the engine, and we started coming down. I called my wingman. I said, we're hit. We're going down. And what we do in the helicopters is called an auto rotation.
Anyway, then when you get to the ground, you were telling me you were surrounded by, 45 enemy or more?
More.
And that Navy SEAL you referenced killed 45 enemy with just a handgun.
27 NVA.
27 NVA.
We got on the ground, and we hit the ground, and I got knocked out. My left eye came out of my cheek, and I was unconscious. My co-pilot got...
I gotta hit the break here, but Dick Park, God bless every single one of you Vietnam veterans. It's so incredible.
Serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamilyfire, Brady, and the Ad Council.